Hello, employee. Whether you're a new hire, part of an acquisition, or you joined last year, Kalia Corp is so glad to have you. We're about to embark on a new chapter of this organization, and I want you to be prepared for that. The harsh reality of business is that it's ruthless, cutthroat, and brutal. But not here. No. Here, you're in a different kind of company. Something better. Where we care about your well-being and peace of mind. So before we start our push into an ambitious expansion, because we can never remain static, we must always grow. I want to steel you for what's to come, to help you mentally prepare for whatever task you take on, whether here at Kalia Corp or elsewhere in your own life, in your other work, in any task you must complete. To do that, we are going to work on mindfulness. Our previous corporate policy was built on treating our staff a little too much like mindless workers, and that's so unfair. You contribute so much to our success, and I want to make sure you're so very aware of that, aware of your role here, and aware of what you need to do and how it should be done. But what, you ask, is mindfulness? And why is it relevant to the corporate world you and I inhabit? I'm so glad you asked. It's the ability to be present, to give all your attention to what you're doing right now, to let go of the past and future, and focus solely on the task at hand. You can see why that is so useful, I'm sure. It's how we get things done, how we can simply direct our attention to what's happening now. I am mindful of the fact that I am speaking to you. What's around me, other than that, does not matter. What's next? The meetings, the lunches, the hostile takeovers, the hotel rooms, the seductions, all of those things are irrelevant in this very moment. Because I'm here with you. And you are here with me. So let's make sure you understand how to be mindful. You can start by making yourself comfortable. Just relax, let yourself slump, let your shoulders loosen, shake off any tension. You can close your eyes. I think that's a good idea. But you don't have to if you prefer. What you can do is just listen to my voice and any other sounds you may hear. Notice them, be mindful of them, of the sounds inside and outside. Let them be part of this moment, but they won't disturb you. Quite the opposite. They'll make relaxing a little easier because you know what to focus on, don't you? Focus on my voice. Of course, there are other sounds, but they aren't important. It's important you listen to my voice. Let me guide you into a lazy, relaxed feeling. You can be as lazy as you like right now in this moment. Consider it a break, a chance to just rest and let yourself be lazy. And as you relax, you can begin to notice what's there. What's in this moment with you? Your own body, the place you sit or lie. The way your body pushes against a cushioned surface. The way your head feels as you lean back, where every little bit of tightness is, and the tiny adjustments you can make to stop that feeling. You can feel your ankles and feet, the weight of them, the heaviness in your lazy body. You get to be lazy today, just now, in this moment. This moment you are so focused on. You can notice and think about your breathing now, just for a moment or two. Notice how the air comes in and out, how it goes up your nose, through your mouth, how it moves through your body and makes your chest expand and compress. How your body goes through all these natural rhythms without you even having to think about them. But you're thinking about it now, and you can breathe slowly and steadily, easily slowing down more and more. It's almost like sleeping. You can just imagine you're falling asleep now, with those slow breaths coming in and going out. Nice, even breaths, not disturbing you or anything else, barely affecting the air around you. You're breathing so slowly. It's just peace, slow, lazy peace. And if you really focus on the moment, on the now, you can feel your heart beating just a little bit. It's hard to notice, but if you really, really focus on it, you can tell it's there. We can feel the pulse of your body, the pumping of your heart that never ceases. Feeling it, noticing it, and thinking about it. Thinking about whether you could slow it down. Whether there are ways you can slow down everything to move from a state of waking world into mindful rest. Can you slow down your heartbeat? If you really think about it, if you focus on it, if that is your task for right now, you can, I'm sure, if you really think of that and nothing else, find a way to slow down the rhythm of your heart, just a little, making you slow down more, making you feel even lazier. There's no expectation here, nothing to do, no task to complete. All you must do is rest. Be lazy, be sleepy, relax, and be mindful of that. And you can just let that body relax more and more as your mind focuses on slowing your heartbeat, as it directs all its attention to your heartbeat, to the rhythm of your body, because you are training your body now, training it to relax and focus, to direct your attention, to feel the power of your own mind. You can achieve anything. You can slow down to the very beat of your own heart. There is no task you cannot complete when you have such power. Your body is a finely tuned machine of focused energy, even in relaxation. And if you can show this much power in rest, consider what you could do in action, in work. And now you can start to become aware of yourself completely, the whole picture. Body, mind, heart, lungs, everything working in unison to achieve this perfect, peaceful rest. You can feel it in those lazy legs, those relaxed arms. You can feel it in every fiber of your being. You can even feel it in your face as you notice the tension above your eyes and around your mouth fade away. As you feel the muscles relax. You may have never noticed how tense that part of you is. But now all of you relaxes, rests, every single part of your body. You just rest, lazy, easy. You could move, you could be wide awake, but you don't want to be. You focused your attention and energy on relaxing and resting in this moment, and you don't want to do anything else. You can just allow every muscle to feel fully relaxed and at rest now. Let all of you peacefully fall into relaxation and rest. Your body, your legs, arms, hands, feet, everywhere. The muscles of your jaw, your shoulders, your thighs. You're as relaxed as you could ever want to be. And it feels quite wonderful, a lovely, resting, relaxing feeling. You are as relaxed as you could ever want to be. And it feels quite wonderful, a lovely, resting, relaxing feeling. You are feeling this because you chose to. Because you chose to be mindful of your relaxation, mindful of rest, mindful of how your body feels and the sound of my voice guiding you down into this relaxed state. This is what happens when you focus and direct your attention to the task you want to achieve what you want to. And through this mindfulness, there is so much you can achieve. And when you do achieve, you'll feel good, as you do right now. You'll feel a rush of pride in your ability. That's what I always want you to be able to feel. The pride of a job well done. And you're doing such a good job now. Your focus and dedication to the task of simply relaxing is shining through. You are truly an asset to Cali Corp. And it's so important you carry this mindfulness into your everyday. So keep focusing on my words so we can explore what it means to be mindful in the workplace. You're mindful now. Mindful of the restful position of your body, of your lazy feeling of this break from responsibility. But how do you take it with you into your work? Well, it's simple really. You just focus and direct your attention to your task beyond all other things. In fact, why don't we practice that mindfulness now? That feeling of focus and direction toward a task. Don't worry, you can stay in this relaxed position. But I want you to alter your focus now. No more is your attention on the rest or your heart or your breathing, but a different part of your body. I want you to focus your energy and attention to your pleasure centers, to the parts of your body that inflame when you feel passionate, when you focus on your pleasure. Remember that surging pride you felt doing such a good job of relaxing? Well, I want you to hold that feeling as you do an amazing job of focusing on your pleasure. Feel it building at the command of your own mind. Or is it my voice? It doesn't matter because you are only mindful of your pleasure. All other things are secondary. You know there are other noises, but you don't care. You only care about your pleasure. The fires of lust igniting within into the sound of my voice, doing so well for me now. Be mindful of the feelings in your body, the feelings of need deep inside. The way that when you feel pleasure, it makes you want more. And the more pleasure you feel, the more you can focus on pleasure. Nothing else matters, only pleasure. Only feeling good. And you feel good when you listen to me, don't you? So be mindful of that, of that pleasure, of what makes you feel good. Mindfulness is so important to success in anything you do, even arousal, even lust. So be mindful now as my words fill your mind, which is, I know, just as relaxed as the rest of you. All other thoughts that are not about the task in front of you simply cease to exist. You only know that you want your pleasure to grow. You can think now of your heartbeat and let it increase. Let the blood rush through you. Let your body temperature rise and feel flushed as you think of things that arouse you. Quickly refocus, remembering to be mindful of only this moment. Only you and I here in this moment. Be mindful of that. You are here with me. There is nothing else. And being here with me, just me, is arousing, is pleasure. It feels good. Feels good when I tell you that you're doing a good job. You want to do a good job and anything you want to focus on. If you want to do a good job, now you simply will. You will be mindful of your task and complete it without distraction. You will focus. You will direct your attention to it as you need to, knowing that doing a good job will feel good. You will feel the same pleasure and the same happiness of me telling you what a good job you're doing, as long as you remain mindful, focused, and attentive to your task. Because that is what matters, your task. And now your task is pleasure. Feel it rush through you, feel a course inside your veins. Pleasure pulsing and pumping all around you as you send it through your body. You control it because you are directing your attention to pleasure, to what makes you feel good, and focusing on achieving what you want to makes you feel good. You are mindful of pleasure, and that makes you feel more. Doing so well for me, for you, for us. You and I together are in this moment, and there is no other moment. There has never been and never will be. We are alone together, wrapped up in pleasure that you control. Lust and need and want that drive you to build and build that feeling of pleasure that you can send in surging bursts and jolts to the very core of you and back out, feeling it rippling over your skin like electricity, like power. The power to create pleasure and want from nothing, and to feel it build and grow at only the command of your own mind. You are so powerful. Relaxed even, and think now of a new task, of the next task that you want to achieve, something that you need to do. You will complete it with a total focus. You will do what you need to do, and nothing else will matter. You will be mindful of it and only it, and in doing so, you will carry this relaxation and pleasure into that task. Your mind will only know the task, will focus solely on it and forget the rest of the world. You will be in a trance, a mindful and pleasurable trance where you easily focus on what you need to do, where you direct your attention solely to completing this task, a task you choose. And you will be able to take this feeling to any task, take this ability to it, this new power, the power to be mindful, to do what you need to do, and pleasure will follow. It will feel good to complete tasks. You will want more, you will need more, and I will be so happy to give them to you, my employee. And you will focus on your work completely when you are here at Calliacorp. You will be mindful of what you need to do to be a success here. And you will feel such pleasure in doing so. So be mindful now. Be mindful of what you want to accomplish. Be mindful of what you need to do right now. And feel your pleasure surge at the idea of completing that task. Know that when it is done, your pleasure will be at a peak, a crescendo. And you will feel utterly wonderful, blissful, and satisfied. Completing a task will become like a release to you, like a climax of your pleasure, and all you have to do is be mindful. So focus on your next task as you end this mindfulness lesson, remembering that you have a task to complete, that any task you need to complete requires your mindfulness and focus. But it will be so pleasurable to have that feeling, so good, and especially so if it's a task I give, if it's in service of Kalia Corp, but even if it's just for you. You will feel amazing and even better when the task is done. So be mindful now of your next task and complete it without distraction, for you have a new power. I have granted you an ability, a drive, a talent for doing what needs to be done, what I want done. You're an amazing employee, so valuable to us here at Kalia Corp, and we are delighted to have your continued support as we drive toward our goals. Now, go. Drive toward your own. Complete that task and feel the pleasure of mindfulness course through you in a wonderful climax of mental stimulation. And you can thank me for giving this to you, if you wish. Either way, you will be grateful to me for this power I have granted you. And Kalia Corp thanks you. Needing to focus direct your attention to your task.